Our next story pays tribute to a global icon. The Swiss Army knife has been around for over a century. Its popularity all around the world has made it into one of Switzerland's most successful brands ever. A museum in central Switzerland created an exhibit that charts the knife's development. It's an interactive exhibit, as the BBC's Imogen Folks found out.
Make your own Swiss Army knife. Who could resist such a challenge? Not many, judging by the queue for the new exhibition at the Forum for Swiss History.
What can I choose from? I can have a corkscrew, I can have a bottle opener.
Its curator is Pia Schubiger.
Ein Kultgegenstand. Jeder, jede kennt es.
Well, the army knife has really become a cult object. Everyone here knows it. Every good Swiss has a pocket knife. And the phenomenon interested us. We wanted to know how this cult came about.
The Swiss Army knife had very humble origins, as Carl Elsner of knife maker Victorinox explains.
My great-grandfather started his business in 1884 here in a small village called Ibach. He was manufacturing different knives for the kitchen, also for farmers and for schoolboys and so on. And then he learned that the Swiss Army had decided to buy a knife for every Swiss soldier.
Carl Elsner Sr. seized the opportunity, designing a simple soldier's knife, which the army loved.
It had a screwdriver to clean the gun. It has a can opener, a large blade. This soldier knife was a little bit heavy and bulky, and for this reason, the founder of our company decided to create a new knife, more elegant, with additional features. One of them, of course, was the corkscrew, and he called this knife Schweizer Offiziers and Sportsmesser.
The Swiss officer's knife.
Yes, Swiss officers and sports knives.
Officers drank wine. That's my assumption.
Yes, exactly. And after the Second World War, all the American soldiers in Europe bought this knife in huge quantities, and for them it was too difficult to pronounce Schweizer Offiziersmesser, so they just called it Swiss Army Knife, under the name which it is known today all over the world.
Meanwhile, to comfort downhearted novice knife makers, Urs Wies can show off some designs that never got off the production line.
This one here, the big one, is a special blade to cut cheese in a... always the same dimension of the slices, and we think it's not necessary. You can also cut cheese just with the blade.
So there are not enough people who need cheese of exactly the same size.
That's it, yes,
and, not even in Switzerland.
Yes, not even in Switzerland.
But despite one or two false starts, like the cheese blade, the Swiss Army knife has become an enormously successful global brand. Many armies around the world have used a version of it. It is standard issue for the crew of the space shuttle, and it's even displayed at New York's Museum of Modern Art.
And then, at the end, you put also into the handle toothpick.
Complete at last, my own self-assembled Swiss Army knife. Or, to be brutally honest, a corkscrew with a toothpick.
The BBC's Imogen Folks reporting from central Switzerland.